For more than 2 years, the Mexican government has been illegally levying huge tariffs against products from Oregon and other states. The Obama administration, instead of fighting the Mexican government on these illegal tariffs or delivering upon his promise as a candidate to renegotiate NAFTA, something that has lost us hundreds of thousands of jobs to Mexico, is now caving into Mexico. Today, the president's Secretary of Transportation is signing the single largest expansion of NAFTA ever. He's going to allow free movement of Mexican trucks across the U.S. border. This is a disaster for the safety of the American traveling public. Mexican truck drivers do not meet the standards of U.S. drivers in terms of drug testing, commercial driver's licenses, and a host of other issues. But one thing they do. They work for a fraction of the cost of people who get paid decent wages to drive American trucks or independent owner operators in the U.S. This is potentially a death knell to another industry in America and a real blow to our very, very tenuous economic recovery. Today, I've introduced legislation that will make it clear that the president does not have the unilateral authority to open our border in this way. He does have authority to do a minor pilot program, but not a permanent opening of our border and shipping yet hundreds of thousands of more American jobs to Mexico. This insanity has got to stop.